Ki yikach ish isha. The mitzvah of kedushin is in this week's parasha. So the Mishnah in kedushin talks about you marry, you do kedushin. The tzedushin kedushin, the suin kedushin is being married to Loba, but not with the husband. And a year later, they used to do nisuin. Used to live together, but kedushin, the Mishnah says, Aisha niknash b'shosho drachem, kesef shtar and bia. And in fact, they point out the juxtaposition of the mitzvah of tzitzis next to marriage. Some point out that's the minig Ashkenaz. Svarim put on talesim when they're 13. The minig Ashkenaz has not to do it until they get married because of this reason of the juxtaposition of psukim. So there's a major debate. There was a major machokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Henkin, among others, but those are the two popular names they put attached to each opinion. And let's say someone just did a civil marriage or a non-halachic marriage, and then you want to get a divorce. Well, are you married or not? Do you need a get? So, and of course, they have kids, and if you remarry without a get, would the new kids be a mamzer or not? So Rav Henkin said that if you have the couple, even though that's not from couple, it was a civil marriage and the judge did it, if they're living together in a Jewish area, in a firm area, so living together, everyone knows you're living together, you're living a husband and wife, and therefore Rav Henkin held it's like Kedusha Bia. And therefore, you need a get. If you divorce, you need a get even in a civil marriage. It's because it's like to have Kedusha Bia. So Rav Moshe doesn't necessarily say lechatchila, maybe you should get a get to cover all your bases, but Mekar Adin, let's say you can't find the husband. Let's say you can't get a get to Mekar Adin, Rav Moshe assumes that it's a no-go. Why? Because he says that if you ask them why are they married, because the judge, they did the civil marriage, and then that created the marriage, and now they're just living together. So therefore he says, it's not Kedusha Bia, therefore it's not Kedushin, and you don't need to get it. So Rav Moshe Tengler said at the Levaya, he saved some hundreds if not thousands of mamzerim with the psak, that people got married non-halachic, so even when they got divorced and then had the children, the kids were not mamzerim. So Rav Moshe says, that since you didn't have kavana, in order to have kedusha, what if kedusha need kavana, and therefore you don't have kavana? So Rav Moshe says it's a no go. So Rav Henkin, he would say it's true by kedusha kesef and shtar you need kavana, but by kedusha bia there's no need for kavana. They know it's the result. You're living in front of front people. So that's the major. That was the debate between Rav Henkin and Rav Moshe regarding. A civil marriage as well. There's the questions come up as well, and therefore in general we're very makbid on Adi Kedushin, on Kedushin in general. That's why even though different people aren't technically related to you, like a mechutin or something else, the meaning is not to, because you're never going to mix up and have the wrong relatives. And therefore in the famous Shaila as well as with the Chasam Sofer, let's say someone found out one of the witnesses was a Karov. So he says, don't worry, as long as it was done a halachic marriage, even though you weren't one of the two witnesses called up, but you were there, so you have a yediyah, you know what happened, so therefore you could act as Edom. That's why many Rabbanim say to the exclusion of everyone else. But so Rav Shechter doesn't like that lesson, he doesn't say it, because what they mean to say is not, if you do the exclusion of everyone else, then the Chasam Sofer is Edom and help. What it means to say is these two are their own cot, their own group, and therefore if this group is no good, there are other groups also that could do it. So therefore, different Rabbanim have different minhagim as they say it. And as well, there's the famous Ramah, where even Kedusha Yitzchok is a problem. Like, unfortunately, it happens. Kids, they give a girl a whether it's a ring or something else, Shava Pruta, and they say, will you marry me? So the Shaila is that everyone knows they're joking. The question is, does that make a difference or not? Because the Ramah seems to bring down a Chumrah that you need a get. If you do a Kedushah joke, they say over in the name of Rav Moshe that the Rav Moshe, that obviously didn't, it's not a good idea, you shouldn't be doing it, but the Ramah, I think he said, to quote Rav Moshe, that he says you wouldn't need a get if you do it. So those are some of the contemporary issues regarding Kedushah, whether civil marriages, if you're living together, is that considered Kedushah Bia? Rav Henkin, yes. Rav Moshe, no. And asking if you need a get, and the issue of the mamzerim, we're very careful not having relative, even people who aren't relatives, like mechutin, the in-laws and all that, the minhag is not to give any relatives, because people will make a mistake. And even, let's say you have a kara for an eight, so that's the chasim sofer, that since there is many other people in the crowd, and they knew what was going on, even though they didn't actually see the ring, so that's the idea, and therefore it's good enough. And that's why that's the issue, could people say it to the exclusion of everyone else? What they mean to say is that your own group, that's why Rabbi Shechter doesn't like it. He doesn't say it because they're not, cause if you say it to the exclusion, then let's say your Hasim Sofer case wouldn't help. So, and in the case of Kedusha Yitzchok, Rav Moshe is also a cooler Ramaz Machmir, or we don't know whatever exactly his case. He seems to say there's a chumrah to give. Again, Rav Moshe was asked in his specific case anyway. Rav Moshe did not think that in that case of Kedusha Yitzchok that they have to get a get.